We are back at it.
Hope all is well with you. Fixing a few bugs that we have right now, technically, but we'll get on it. We got a team of good people here back in the studio doing everything they can to help out. God bless them. I'll tell you that much right now. We are going to, a little bit later on in the program, we're hoping to have a conversation with former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. He made it official early this week. Good, sir. I'm glad that we have you here, despite the technical difficulties, and thank you so much for bearing with us on that front, but I'm glad to have you with us. You have entered the increasingly crowded field of Republicans running for president, and I guess the first question that I would have, and I think our listeners out there would have, is why? Why do you want this? Why do you want to do this?
Well, thank you, and it's great to be with you, and this is an important time in our country, and when you look at my background as a governor, balancing the budget, leading our state through a difficult time for 8 years, you look at my service in Congress, and then I took on some of the toughest responsibilities as head of the DEA, and then post 9/11, our Homeland Security. I was undersecretary there that I had responsibility for border security. You look at the issues that we face today, fentanyl coming across our border. You look at the challenge with our economy. It starts with too much federal spending that causes inflation and interest rates to go up. These are issues that impact our families, and I'm prepared to address those. And so when you care about the country, whenever you know the direction it needs to go, when you want America to stand tall in the world, you jump in there. And I believe that when you look at the Republican side, and I'm seeking the Republican nomination, that we can't have a repeat of a Biden-Trump contest. I think we need to have a new voice, a new leadership in there that will paint an optimistic future for our country. And so I'm there. I'm excited about it, and look forward to coming to Wisconsin.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson joining us on the Vicki McKenna Show this afternoon. You don't think Donald Trump has a chance of beating Joe Biden?
Well, a chance is probably a little bit too strong, but he lost in 2020, and then in 2022 was not a good showing whenever he influenced a number of Senate races. And people are tired of fighting over the past and the last election. They want to move forward to the future of this great country. And so, yes, I think that if we're going to win, we need to look at a new voice, a different voice, a consistent conservative voice, though, that one that calls on the best of America and doesn't appeal to our worst instincts.
How do you feel about, speaking of worst instincts, I know a lot of conservatives feel this way, whatever you think about the whole Stormy Daniels scandal, what is happening in Manhattan these days with the Manhattan District Attorney and Alvin Bragg, highly partisan, campaigned, saying that he would get Trump. Well, he's gotten an indictment. He's gotten a grand jury to indict the former president, unprecedented, historic. And yet, you look at the case and you say, how do you not draw a political line, a partisan line in all of this? What do you think about this week's events?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it has everything that indicates a partisan slant. I've been a United States attorney. I was a federal prosecutor. I understand the prosecutorial discretion. And this is a case that should not have been brought. When I finally read the indictment, I would have never brought that case, particularly as a felony. So I think that you've got to erase that in the voter's mind. You've got also a case that's under investigation in Georgia. You've got a special counsel investigator. And from my standpoint, let's just eliminate those from the table for now and look at the voters need to make this decision on who's going to be the Republican nominee. And so as a candidate, I hate the distraction. It's hard to talk about the economy. It's hard to talk about the strength of America in relation to China and Russia when you have all of these side issues. So that's the way it is, though, and we're just going to have to sort through that. But I agree, those are charges that I would have never brought.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson joining us on the Vicki McKenna Show this afternoon. Just one more question regarding former President Trump right now. No matter what, to where he stands legally, he has a pretty solid lead in the polls. And then there's Florida Governor, Florida Governor, of course, in a second place run, if you will, Ron DeSantis. And then you've got a whole field of candidates vying. There's a long time before the Iowa caucuses in early February, but do you feel like the polling is daunting at this point?
Well, it's daunting in a way, but you've got to understand, as you pointed out, that we're a long ways away from the first votes being cast, and we are just starting the campaign. I had my announcement last Sunday, and I'm going to have the formal kickoff the 26th of this month, so we're just starting. Now, you know, the other thing you've got to remember is that those polls are, they fluctuate. I mean, former President Trump got a bump whenever people believe that he was wrongfully indicted. He raised a lot of money from that. That's certainly intimidating. But I don't believe he should lead our party and our country. So you got two choices. You either salute and say, you're the winner, or you get in there and fight. And I believe we ought to have options. The voters want options this year. I've been to Iowa, California, and other states, and people are not talking about Donald Trump and his challenges. They're talking about what they're facing at the kitchen table with high prices and high interest rates. And so we've got to keep that message on problem solving. So I'm encouraged by where we are right now, but we recognize how much work we have to do and recognize that it is early. But American people expect a contest, different voices in there. I don't think this will be like 2016. We had 16 candidates. I think it'll be a smaller number, and the voters are going to winnow those down.
Very good. Just a couple more minutes with former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, now an officially declared candidate for president, seeking the GOP nomination in 2024. You served as the first Undersecretary Homeland Security. Those were remarkable times. These are remarkable times. Scary times on both ends of that timeline. Your thoughts on whatever we have left of the U.S. southern border?
Well, it's a mess. This administration has signaled to the world that it's open and they can't close the door back. You've got to message it right, but then you've got to have asylum reform. You've got to put the resources there. And just as importantly as anything, you've got to go after the cartel. I targeted them when I was head of the Drug Enforcement Administration. You've got to make Mexico a partner in this. But I believe they ought to be declared foreign terrorist organizations. But the fentanyl that's coming across, as well as the human suffering, starts with the cartel, and then we've got to put the resources there to protect our border. Fully committed to that. We can do it. Just takes American willpower.
Would you like to see Secretary Mayorkas impeached?
Well, you got to. If you're going to impeach anybody, it should be for wrongdoing and not for following the president's policy. So I hold President Biden responsible for the lax on the border. So let's get policy right and let's get the right people in place, and that takes the Republican administration.
Very good, sir. I know you're extremely busy. Running a campaign is busy, busy work. I know that you will be in Iowa and you will be in New Hampshire and you'll be back in Wisconsin. And I appreciate your time and your candor. A conversation today, a chance to welcome you to the race, I guess, and to talk to the listeners of the Vicki McKenna Show.
Great to be with you today, and I hope you'll invite me back.
I certainly will. Take care. God bless. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is an increasingly crowded field. There's no doubt about it. But you have a lot of people who have done some some remarkable things in their time in public service. And I think if you look at the record of former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, not just serving as a governor in Arkansas, but also what he did as an official working in America's increasingly problematic, to say the least, drug climate, border control, all of that. An interesting record resume brought to the table. We'll take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, State Representative Dave Murphy, Republican from Greenville, will join us to talk about Thursday's Colleges and Universities Committee hearing on intellectual diversity on Wisconsin's higher ed campuses. Spoiler alert, there isn't much of that to go around. We'll talk more about that straight ahead, this edition of the Vicki McKenna Show with yours truly, Matt Kittle. Hang on.
Runs the all-time loser. Headlong true has death.